Your chance to get involved in the conversation today. Please do. You can get in touch with the ticket either way that you just heard there, or you can download the free app, the ARN app, and you can message us for free that way. Should teachers and other teaching staff only be allowed to take their holidays outside of term time? That is a big question today.
You want my opinion?
Go for it.
Definitely. You know, let's face it. I'm not having a go at teachers or anything like that. I think teachers are great.
Here we go.
But they get the fair old share of holidays, which is fine. They deserve it. I respect the profession. They deserve it. Why can't they take it when the children take it and when everybody else takes it? Rules are there.
Well, they are more expensive when.
It doesn't. We've had this argument before, and quite recently, I think a guy went to the High Court in the UK because he took his child out of school
and he won
to go on holiday. Did he win?
Yeah,
I'm not so sure he won.
I'm sure he won. Well, 98.3% sure he won.
Anyway, whether he won or not, I don't think he did. Whether he won or not, you know, what do they get? 8-9 weeks holiday, 10 weeks, I think.
Why can't you
take your time out when everybody else is taking your time out? Why do you have to take time out in term time when you are supposed to be teaching the pupils that are, you know, in many schools are being paid, the parents are paying for them pupils to go to that school?
Well, I think there's quite a few reasons, but we're asking you this question today because a head teacher who took a trip to Cuba without permission out of term time has been banned from the profession.
Yeah, his name's Ian McCann is his name. He's 59 and he was head of the Rosewood Primary School in the UK. He went on an 8-day visit to Cuba in October 2015 to take part in a charity bike ride. He asked for leave and was refused by the school governors.
He requested his leave twice, actually. He was denied twice. He then handed in a note from his GP and he took the time off.
Okay, so the inquiry has just taken place, which is why this is now back in the news. And the inquiry panel heard that in March 2015, he'd submitted a written request for unpaid leave, but it was denied.
So a second application was also refused after that. And in October that year, he submitted a statement from his doctor. Now, this statement said that he was not fit for work because he was stressed. He went on the trip and then on his return, he got suspended from his job.
The panel then heard that Mr. McCann had told a teacher at the school that he had paid £2,000 deposit, that's just under 10,000 dirhams, for the trip that he was going to go on, regardless of the consequences. He'd made his mind up he was going.
Yeah, in a statement, Mr. McCann told the panel that he'd suffered stress. This was following the death of his father in 2014 and the behaviour of some of the pupils at the school. But the panel found that Mr. McCann had acted dishonestly and was guilty of unacceptable professional conduct. They said it's difficult to think of a worse example that he could have set. We're interested to know if you agree with that. For me, I read that story, Mark, and I just thought, this is a primary school. Are they really going to miss a head teacher who's going on a charity bike ride for a week? And I think where the problem started here was the fact that he was treated so black and whitely, like this is the rule and we're going to say no. Which I just think is shocking because you have rules. We all have rules at work, but each case should be treated differently. And if he was stressed and he had lost his father the year before and he wanted to do a charity bike ride, I think that could have been a great example to those kids.
Did he not go to the doctor and the doctor's note was a little bit dubious, to say the least?
I don't think that's dubious. I think he was stressed.
Okay, but because he couldn't go on this charity bike ride.
Well, no.
During term time.
He was also stressed because of the death of his father, and he said also because of the actions of some of the pupils at the school. He was feeling like he was very stressed, and he wanted to go on this charity bike ride that he'd put the deposit down for. He'd asked for unpaid leave twice. They'd said no. I just don't understand why they would have said no in the first place. It seems a bit petty to me that you'd say no to someone who wants to go out there and do some good, unpaid, and it could have been a great example to those kids.
But can he do good in the time that he's supposed to have off? Couldn't he go on? I'm sure there's loads of charity bike rides around the world. Couldn't he go on during the time that he had off? You know, is he setting a bad example to the kids? Okay, something's cropped up. I want to do it. I'm going.
I don't think so.
All the kids could do that.
I don't think it is setting a bad example. Not in the world that we're moving into. Maybe in the past, yes. But I actually think that these days, people, as they grow up, kids especially, are being taught to be more global nomads, that you can work from anywhere, that you need to have a good work-life balance. And the strictness of the rules, where it's black and white, and not every single case is treated as it should be individually, I think that's a really bad example that the board have set.
But do not all companies, I mean, you've got to have a structure. I mean, you know, if that happens, okay, take your leave, have a great time, you're doing a wonderful thing. There's going to be another half dozen teachers outside.
Is there? Is there really?
Yeah, I mean, if you can get that time out, sure. I mean, you've got to have some kind, there's got to be some rules.
But then what is the problem in that?
Well, eventually you won't have any teachers left, will you? No, I mean, the kids will be teaching themselves.
I think that's an exaggeration.
Okay, it is an exaggeration, but you get the point I'm making, you know. That
if you were a parent of a child at this school, would you really be bothered that the head teacher, who the child probably barely sees on a week-to-week basis, is taking a week off to do a charity bike ride? Would you complain about that and want him fired and banned from the profession?
No, I wouldn't. I think getting him fired is a bit too much. It's an overreaction. But I do think he was in the wrong, and I do think a warning, maybe a suspension for a few weeks, would be in order. I don't think he should be banned from the profession, no.
Well, he has been. What do you think? We'd love to know. Let us know if you think that it is difficult to think of a worse example that he could have set to these children. I'm sure there are worse examples he could have set to primary school children than taking time off to go on a charity bike ride.
Yeah, but also, you know, going to a doctor saying, I want a sick note because I want to go on this trip. You know, okay, he's saying that he was stressed and, you know, he'd lost his father, which is sad. But a head teacher, no, it wouldn't have happened in my day, put it that way.
Days are changing.
They are changing, but we still need rules. That's what I think.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
We're talking about the head teacher of a primary school who has been banned from the profession for taking leave that he had been denied to do a charity bike ride in Cuba. He'd put down a deposit of 10,000 dirhams to do this charity bike ride, and he'd asked for leave to be approved twice. Now, he was told you can only take your leave outside of term time. So he got a doctor's note for stress. He said his dad had died the year before. He was struggling with things and he went on the charity bike ride. He's now been banned from the profession. The inquiry panel actually said that he acted dishonestly and was found guilty of unacceptable professional conduct. They said it's difficult to think of a worse example that he could have set to the children. Now, we all have rules at work when it comes to taking leave. But I think where this all went wrong was initially when he went in there to have a chat about, I'd like to do this charity bike ride, I'd like to take it, it's during school time. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't have been so black and white. I don't think rules have to be. And I don't think if you let one person do something that everyone's then going to follow. I think there can be an exception to the rule sometimes.
Maybe that...
Because we've got one life to live.
Oh, yeah,
he wants
to do
a charity bike ride that isn't school holidays.
Go and do a charity bike ride in the school holidays.
But this one wasn't then.
And he's running the school. I mean, you know, the teaching profession states that you take your holidays in term time. That's the rule. Should there be exceptions to that rule? Have a listen.
Yeah, of course. Of course it was justified because children can learn about philanthropy, raising money, doing things to help other people. And a lot can be learned from that in their PHSE lessons in the curriculum. So I think that absolutely he can be allowed that time out.
As I understand it, a deposit was put down for the teacher to go and do the bike ride. But I think he was perhaps a little bit innocent, naive perhaps, in putting down a deposit for something that hadn't been approved by his school or by his head teacher.
I think teachers get huge amounts of holidays anyway. You know, they're very lucky in that regard. And I think that they should be sticking to the holidays that they get. But I also think that there should be exceptions. This wasn't a guy who was going off for a knees up in Tenerife. This was a guy who was actually going to do something good for charity.
I do in this case. I mean, charity, you're giving back to society. You're also teaching good morals and good lessons to kids out there. You know, when you're doing something for charity, it opens up their minds to maybe do the same thing. So it should have been an exception to the rule, I think.
Well, I think there should be exceptions to the rule on occasion, but only for things like weddings, funerals and so on, really, which I think, I mean, my wife's a teacher and I think there can be occasions where she'll be allowed that time off for those things if it's a, you know, close family member, for example, or a close friend. But at the end of the day, teachers know the holidays they're getting. I think they know that before they go into the profession. It's one of the key, I think, things that attracts people to the profession, because they get more time off than pretty much any other profession I can think of. So you know, why couldn't he do the charity bike ride another time? I don't know if it was a particular setup for it, but why during term time?
So on Danny's point there about teachers get a lot of holiday as it is, the holiday time they get is the time when holidays are most expensive. And we all know that teachers don't get paid fantastically well. Is that fair?
So we're saying for the teachers it's okay for them to go on holiday when it's a bit cheaper?
But I'm saying if he was to do this charity bike ride, maybe because it wasn't in the school holidays, maybe it was a cheaper option for him to do it then. I'm not sure. But on Malcolm's point, who has not bought a flight before getting their holiday approved?
I haven't.
No, I have. 100%. If I've seen a cheap flight deal, I've gone, right, we'll do that. I'll buy that and then I'll put my holiday in and get it approved.
Yeah, but I mean, our holidays, we're not working in a school with a load of children who are relying on us to be there.
We are working on a radio station.
We're working on a radio
station,
but, you know, there's a lot of us here and we all cover for each other when we go away on a holiday. I think that's a different scenario. But having said that, I don't think you're right, booking your flights before you get approval for your holidays. I really don't.
You wouldn't, Mark.
It's just the wrong way of doing things. It's not the right way.
So what if you were going to miss out on something that was way cheaper because you had to do it the right way?
Well, apply.
You would do it the right way?
Apply for your holidays sooner.
Okay. Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that point, I guess.
We're getting lots of messages coming in. We're actually going to go to the lines.
Who have we got on the line?
We're going to the telephones line. We have Kahag joining us on the line. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So, when it comes to teachers taking the time off during term time to go on a charity bike ride, do you think it's the right thing to do?
Well, to be honest, I have worked as a teacher for 10 years and I was the school director. My wife, she's a teacher for 20 years now. And yeah. Now I'm a parent also. And the point is that here, yeah, schools, they have their summer vacation, but that is not by teacher's choice, the vacation. Mm. So if you want to plan something for personal reason, yeah, you cannot plan except for that summer only, which is not correct also. As you were discussing, I'm working in another sector. I'm a service manager with 10 engineers. Let's say we have a rule that two engineers, they cannot take vacation at the same time. Same they can do in the school where, let's say, two mathematics teachers, they cannot take vacation same time. In that way, let's say if one teacher takes a vacation, another teacher can cover for that teacher. It's the same thing. Let's say sometimes they say that you can, for a woman, she cannot get pregnant in a school year. She has to give birth only in the summer. Because if she gives a birth, then she has to take a leave for a month or two, depends on the country.
People have actually said that to women that you know, Kahag.
Yeah, so in my opinion, so he should be able to take vacation. He should apply and let's say the school can find another teacher for him to replace for a week.
What about, is it setting a bad example to the children? You know, I mean, the children are told you take your vacation, you know, in the summer holidays when everybody else takes the vacation. There have been cases where children have been taken out of class, where, you know, during the time when they're supposed to be in classes, and it's actually reached high court. You know, is it just not setting a bad example that the top teacher in that school is nipping off to do this charity ride?
Well, this time it's a charity something. It cannot be a bad. The children will learn also that you can take vacation for your other stuff. But as a child, as a student, okay, you cannot take it. But as a teacher who's working, he has the right to take his vacation.
Fantastic.
And not that only in the time of the school is giving you the vacation. So in our job, let's say, in anyone. For example, your company comes and tells you you can take your vacation only in February, this 2 weeks. What do you say? You say, no, I want to take, let's say, in March, in April. So when you cannot choose your vacation.
Kahag, thank you so much for getting involved in the conversation today. Lots of people chiming in on this as well. Let us know, if he worked for you, would you have approved his leave?
If I worked in a school, I can't really think so, unless it was to do with a charity that was maybe a local charity or was linked to the school in some way, but it's over in Cuba, so I don't really know what the charity was for, what it was for, but at the end of the day, I'd be saying to him, well, can't you do it in, you know, the summer holidays when you get, like, what, 10 to 12 weeks off? Why do you have to do it during the term time?
Absolutely, 100% I would have. And probably I would have asked him to write a blog or keep us updated so that we could keep the kids updated, you know, do something that everybody could benefit from.
Yes, I would. Purely for the fact that it would have been amazing content.
That I'm not sure about, because I don't know what charity it was or what precedent it might have set, because there may have been another 10 teachers queuing up behind him to say they were going off to do something for charity and spending 10 minutes doing the charity and then 2 weeks on leave. So I don't know. But I think you'd like to think that anybody would be charitable enough to give leave in those circumstances. But if it wasn't, I mean, if you take leave when it's not approved, for whatever reason, whether you've put a down payment or something, then I think you're naive. And yeah, of course, you know, every structure, every company has its rules, and if you don't obey those rules, then people get disciplined.
Yeah, of course I would, because I'm lovely.
It does sound like most people would have initially given him the time off to do this and factored it into something happening at the school.
Yeah,
that would have been the best way to deal with this. That's all I'm saying. I know he was wrong for taking the leave when they'd said to him, no, you can't take it, there's no way, and he got a doctor's note and he went anyway.
Yeah,
he was definitely wrong for doing that, but I just feel like the whole situation could have been treated so much better at the beginning, and it just seems a bit petty that it wasn't.
All right, we're getting text messages coming in on this. Lucy says, if his GP has signed him as unfit for work through stress, he may have decided that the trip may have been some benefit. Therefore, the panel may have acted in error.
Steve says, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Parents can't just swan off with their children during term time. And naturally, the governors rightly took the view that it would have been inappropriate to grant him unpaid leave. So Sir thought he would work a flanker, and it hasn't paid off. He knew there could be consequences, but he took the chance and now he's paying for it. It would have been cheaper to forego his 10,000 dirhams deposit, an expensive lesson.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Indeed we are. We're talking about the head teacher of a primary school who's been banned from the profession for taking leave he'd been denied to do a charity bike ride in Cuba. He put down a deposit of 10,000 dirhams to do the charity ride and asked for the leave to be approved. He asked for it to be approved twice. He was told you can only take your leave during term time. He got a doctor's note then for stress and went on the bike ride as well. He's been banned from the profession. The inquiry panel said he'd acted dishonestly and was guilty of unacceptable professional conduct. It's difficult to think of a worse example that he could have set, they said. We all have rules at work, but when it comes to taking leave, do you have certain times that you can take yours? And are you happy about that? And if you had a child at this school, as a parent, would you mind the head taking a week off during term time to do a charity bike ride? Or is it setting a bad example for the kids?
There's a difference between, you know, jet setting off on a holiday because you fancy a week away and doing something for a purpose. And he's doing it for a reason and he's explaining. And you can turn it into a big school project. So it really wouldn't worry me in the slightest. And I think equally schools are just as open to this sort of thing if it happens to fall within term time. Obviously, if you're going on holiday or there's a different reason, then, you know, each case is individual, really, isn't it?
I think I would probably think, well, hang on a minute, I'm paying my fees for that person to be there for the full term. They must be contributing something, otherwise they wouldn't be there. I think I would be thinking, well, you know, I pay you to teach my kids in the term, so I'm going to do that in your time off.
I think it's a good example, to be perfectly honest with you. He wasn't going off for a jolly. He's actually going off to do some good. He's raising money for charity. And I think that it's a good example for children to see that. And I know that schools here in the UAE, you know, they like to, show the children that the good of doing things for others. So I think it's actually acceptable.
Yeah, I mean, of course, he was dishonest, so I don't think that's a good example to set. He lied and he got a note that he shouldn't have taken it without approval. It isn't setting a good example, but I think that the school in this respect should have been far more lenient and let him go in the first place.
It's a good example to set, but again, you go back to the point of set it during the summer or during one of the other breaks that they have and, you know, then come back and say, this is what I've been doing over the break, I've been doing a charity bike ride. That's a way to set the example, not by basically coming up with an excuse and then going off to do the bike ride anyway.
Wacklaw says on the text 4001, Mark, you're absolutely right. The head teacher is totally out of order. He's supposed to be in charge of the whole school. Again, I think a week. You can do without anyone for a week, can't you?
Well, Mike Jones, I'm with you, Mark. Teachers don't need more time off.
There was another text in from John. We saw this story as well, actually. Thanks for the show. Just in today's paper, a British PC obtained a doctor's stress leave note because he wanted to see his horse run in the meeting. Was it Ascot?
I think it was maybe it was a bit after Ascot, but it was a race meeting and his horse actually won.
He was caught on TV celebrating. Doctors appear to be very free with issuing sick certificates, says John.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was literally jumping up and down with joy and obviously celebrating with all his mates.
I mean, that's obviously going to happen, isn't it? And that's terrible. And that's awful. But I don't think it was the case for this teacher. I do believe that he was feeling stressed. He'd lost his dad the year before. He wanted to do this charity bike ride. I think they could have shown some compassion and just let him go in the first place rather than letting it escalate and just get higher and higher.
Well, that's what happened. And of course, the panel that came in to actually adjudicate over this said that he acted dishonestly and was guilty of unacceptable professional conduct, you know, and also, is it difficult to think of a worse example that he could have set?
Well, he could have done a lot worse, because obviously he's doing it, I suppose, for the right reasons, in the sense, you know, he's trying to make a positive difference, you suppose, but there's a way to do it, and, you know, obviously taking the time off for stress and then doing the bike ride anyway, there would be questions to be asked and say, well, if you're not fit enough to be in work, are you fit enough to be able to go and do a bike ride?
Oh, absolutely, he could have done things that are a lot worse. I mean, they are strong words, and I do understand where they're coming from, but there are worse things in the world than doing a charity bike ride.
The thing is, to be perfectly honest with you, he shouldn't have done what he'd done, where he's gone and got his doctor's note and taken time off for stress. At the end of the day, if you're working for somebody and they do turn around and they say to you, you know, this is something that we can't do at this time, you have to go with that. But I think it's very much, you've got to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, I mean, it's... You've got to be transparent with your own company. You can't pull the wool over people's eyes, particularly your employers and your colleagues. I mean, there'd be an awful lot of resentment. I would think he doesn't have a leg to stand on, frankly. And I would never, ever have even thought about doing that if leave hadn't been granted. I think it's naive, to say the best.
Yeah, there's plenty of worse examples he could have set, of course. I think... not telling the truth. He, you know, we're all human, and he didn't tell the truth for a reason. And it was probably because he wasn't allowed to do it in the first place, and he'd committed to doing it. Yeah, I think there's plenty of worse examples he could have set.
Shouldn't have committed to doing it. He shouldn't have put his money down before he got that approval. End of story for me.
Do you know what, though? He probably thought that he'd be dealing with more mature, lenient people when he went to them and said, I've put my money down and I want to do this. That's my view. You're right, he shouldn't have. If you follow the book in life, to the T, to the letter, then he shouldn't have done it. But who follows every single rule in life?
What if they couldn't, at that time, find a replacement head teacher to take over his responsibilities and duties at that particular week or that particular 2 weeks when he was going to be away?
I don't know what head teacher's duties are, but they're not in the classroom teaching, are they?
No, maybe not. I think they do take some classes, but, you know, they've got a lot of responsibility. They are the top teacher there, aren't they? They're, you know, overall responsibility for the running of the school.
Do you know what else you've got to think about in this, though? I've been hearing about it for weeks and weeks now, how teachers have just got, I think it was a 1% pay rise in the UK. Less and less people are choosing to join the teaching profession these days.
Okay.
They don't get paid a lot. They have to take their holidays when it's the most expensive time to take them. Yes, they get a few more holidays than everyone else. But is this the right move to ban an otherwise good head teacher from the profession when there's other people thinking about going into this profession who will want a good work-life balance and may want to do a charity bike ride during term time? What do you think? Is that the best idea?
What do I think? You know, these teachers are getting great holidays, you know, and the majority of us have got to go on holiday in the summer. It's just the way it is. That's when the schools break up.
No, it's daft. It's an oversight, and it's clearly coming from somebody who's never been a teacher.
There are enough teachers around. Better have the good ones and the ones who are to get dedicated to the children. I think that, you know, his intentions were laudable, he was doing what he did for the right reasons. But no, I just think you have to work within a structure. And he's paid by the school. They dictate the terms. You do what the school want, unless you have a very, very good reason.
Absolutely not. I don't agree with that whatsoever. You know, he's done something which... It seems a little bit hard to me to actually ban him from the profession. He may be an amazing teacher who's an example to his students. So banning him, I think, is a little bit harsh.
Completely wrong to ban a wonderful teacher who's clearly trying to teach lessons about giving back to society. I don't think they should have banned him. A warning would have been enough. Why not just give him a warning and let him carry on teaching? Schools need good teachers. Kids don't want to be in the teaching profession anymore. It's a major loss on their part.
No, because that's not one of the reasons people are not joining the profession these days. I think more than anything else, it's the added stress from the job itself. It's all the paperwork, it's all this red tape nonsense that teachers are required to do instead of actually teaching. They're the kind of issues that need to be tackled, not things like this about someone who's wants the time off during term time and hasn't been given it and has taken it off anyway.
Lots of messages coming in on this topic. Anthony, thanks for yours. You say, is there not just a chance here that some compassion might have been shown by the governors in the first place? It was a charity bike ride, so the timing would not have been of his choice. If he was indeed suffering from stress and the loss of his father, a week doing something good in order to help others and to refresh his own batteries might have led to him to being more productive at work. Seems to me that as a society, we're more and more seeking to find fault with each other and less interested to explore alternative and potentially less political correct judgments about differing situations. If he'd worked for me, I'd have let him go in exchange for some other contribution to the well-being of the school. A win-win for both parties.
That's what it's all about, give and take, if you ask me. Wacklaw's been back on and says, Malcolm, as always, has the words of wisdom. Great, Mark. You're still spot on. Totally agrees with you today. Fasty's my new best friend on this show.
Yeah.
Teacher was wrong, but banning him was equally wrong, says Farouk. And Lizzie's texting as well. Why didn't he just arrange a school trip in term time? My sister is a teacher and she's had some great holidays paid for by the parents. That's a different view.
Slightly different view.